All right, well, we're looking forward to the Your Story Matters tour. Now we've got Aaron Cole on the line, and wow, this is going to be a great tour.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Yes. Did you guys have a practice run before tonight, or is this going to be like...
I've been practicing for the last few weeks, so we didn't do a practice run today, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm ready to go.
So how has been COVID life been with Aaron Cole?
Man, it's been cool, man. I was, at the beginning of it, you know, everybody thought it was going to be like a couple weeks or something, so, you know what I'm saying, you were staying up late, you know what I'm saying, gaining weight, all kinds of stuff, and then it was like, man, it's kind of the new normal, so I started developing a routine, you know what I'm saying, kind of got better, and I've just been making a lot of music and stuff like that in the meantime, but yeah, that's really it, COVID-19, I've been making music, just really trying to big up my routines and like better my routines and stuff like that, because we had all this time. You know, I feel like when I'm on the road and stuff like that, it's like I can easily just, man, I got to do this today, I got to do that today. But now it's like I can actually set a routine of what I'm going to do every day type thing. So it's been cool. I like it, but I'm ready. I'm not going to think it's going to go back to normal, but I'm with things so I can go outside again. So I'm ready that I'm outside.
We're excited about that.
Yes, sir. So. I'm excited.
Aaron, you weren't necessarily an old man when you started music, were you?
Nah, I started rap when I was 3. I started singing when I was 7. And then when I turned 12, that's when I kind of got saved for myself, met Jesus for myself. I mean, that's when, like, he showed me this was my calling. And so I just started working on my craft. And then when I was 15, I was talking to a few labels. But then I ended up for the long haul going with my boy, Toby. So I've been with Toby for about 5 years now, just rocking. I'm 21 now, so that's like 6 years. So 21 now, it's been dope. It's been a dope, a lot of ups and downs, but you know what I'm saying? I'm excited. So
I mean, to be recognized and hook up with Toby Mac, wow. How did that happen?
Yeah, there was this guy in our hometown that was friends with my dad, and he was also friends with Toby. And like every time I would do music, he was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna give it to Toby. And you know how that, he never would type thing. And then when I was 15, there was this project that I did, and the guy got it, and he was like, I'm going to give it to Toby. We were like, whatever. And then the next day, Toby was in the car with him, and he called me on the spot. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yep. God moment. So it was crazy.
Wow. Now, you've been working on some music then? Can we expect a new album soon?
Man, a master never tells the secrets.
Okay.
But no, I'm definitely working on new music. So I've been dropping like singles and stuff this year. So I'm excited for next year for sure.
And something that we've been seeing, hearing a lot is artists teaming up with other artists on their songs. You've done some stuff for others, and others have done stuff with you. Tell us of some of the matchups that you've had.
Let's see. I've done songs with Holland. I've done some songs with Toby. I've done some songs with a guy named Kayla Mitchell, Paris Cariz, 1K Few. I just did something recently with What Up RG. So I've been working with a lot of people in the space. It's been fun. It's always fun to work with other people.
Cool. Have you done much with Roy and Blake in the past, or is this the kind of the first time you guys have gotten together?
I've known Roy for a while. This is my first time meeting Blake, but I've known Roy for a while now. We did a song a few years back. Me and Roy met at Flavor Fest in 2014, 2013, and just with both guys on the come up. And it's kind of dope that we're doing a tour now. So.
All right. So what's been kind of looking back, what's been kind of the memorable moments in your career? So maybe a song that did well, or just a tour that you did. What's some of your memorable moments?
Yeah. Some memorable moment. I would say the first memorable moment for me was I got 2 Billboard number ones. So that was really great. It was Right on Time and One More Day. When I put out my first album, Not By Chance, that was a good moment. And I won New Artist of the Year at the Double Awards last year. Yeah. That was great. And this year I was nominated for Best Hip Hop Album, Not By Chance. So it's been a lot of good, man, success. And I'm just grateful God allowed me to, you know, have this platform. So I just can pray it continues. I just want to do this until I'm like 84.
Tell us a little bit about your family.
Family. So my family was very involved in my music career. Dad, my mom. I got 2 little sisters. I grew up in church. So I grew up, like, you know, going to, I don't know if you guys know what Church of God in Christ, the Kojic Church is, but I grew up going there. And it's just typical, traditional, you know what I'm saying, black church. So where I learned how to sing by them just throwing me the mic one Sunday. They were like, here's the mic. And I had to learn and figure out how to sing and stay on note. So after that, they just kept giving me the mic and saying, give that thing. So yeah, I grew up in that type of family. My family was very supportive of my career the whole time, and they still are. I love all my family, so stoked.
Cool. So have your sisters ever gone, hey, Can you help me meet Toby Mac? They ever bug you about that?
Nah, I mean, Toby's cool in my family, so they meet him all the time. He be chilling. Toby's like the homie, so.
So he's just like part of the family. They don't get all giddy anymore.
Yeah, for sure. No, my family don't be tripping. They be like, when they see him, they like, oh, what's up? Like, that's big bro.
Well, when you're kind of just chilling in between recording or doing shows, what does Aaron Cole like to do in his spare time?
I hoop. I play basketball. I like playing 2K on Xbox, so that's basketball on Xbox. What else do I do? Other than that, man, that's really it. That's all I really do. I don't really do much. Yeah, music is my life. That's really, I do that a lot.
So everybody likes to eat. What are some of your favorite foods?
Some of my favorite foods. So low-key, I'm a picky eater. So If you follow me on Instagram, I'll be doing like where I'm trying foods all the time. Because I just grew up, like, staying on one thing, and I was eating chicken and, you know what I'm saying, just same stuff all the time. Like, I'm that type of person that I can eat the same stuff every day type thing. So, if you follow my Instagram, you see me, I try food. Like, I just tried a burger for the first time last year. It's like, I'm on some picky eater stuff.
You follow any sports teams?
Yes, I pull for everything Chicago. So, Chicago Bulls, Chicago Bears. Chicago Cubs. My dad is from Chicago, so I grew up going to Chicago a lot. It's like a second home, so I pull for everything Chicago. So the Bears are doing nice right now. We're doing good. The Bulls, we in a real rebuilding phase. I don't really watch baseball, but I take it we're not doing that well. We never in the real series. So.
And you got two teams in Chicago.
Two teams, yeah, but I pull for the Cubs. Just because there's a guy that I grew up in Virginia, he used to play for the Cubs, Justin Grimm. So I was like, all right, I'm going to pull for the Cubs, man. So I'm pulling for the Cubs. Yeah, the White Sox is cool, though. If the White Sox go to the World Series, I'll pull for them, too. I'm just everything Chicago, so.
Okay, well, be careful. You might not want to wear any Bears in Detroit Lions territory, but.
Yeah, for sure. I already know. I don't wear no Bears stuff. But y'all, at least y'all know where I stand. I'm Bears for life. The Bears.
The Bears. All right. Well, Aaron, tell us, how did you come to know Christ? You grew up in a Christian home, or you just grew up Christian, or was there a rebel moment you had?
Yeah, I grew up in a Christian home, but like I said, I think I met God for myself at 12. I was just going to school, and I was just doing what my parents had taught me. Kids would always say I was different, and I acted like I was a good kid kind of thing. But I went to my dad, and I just asked him, like, why are these people saying this stuff? And he was just telling me, like, you know, I'm different, like, I'm called to be different, and, you know, God's hand is on my life. And so I think I just gave my life to Christ in my room, like, and that's when I, like, met him for myself, and I started developing, like, a relationship with him, spending time with him. So I say about 12, but I did grow up in a Christian home where, like, my whole family was the choir type thing, because all my family sings, so I always grew up around it. But at 12 is when I met God for myself, and it's been a long journey. Of course, everybody has ups and downs. But that's the great thing about God, of him, you know, just continuing to give us grace every day. And that's the gospel. It's like he continues to love us. So
what would you say to someone that, like you, kind of grew up in a Christian home, but is feeling kind of frustrated, or, you know, it's starting to kind of think or wander? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I would say I would, you know, study God and build a relationship with God for yourself. So a lot of times when you grow up in church, you just things that you, you know, see in church. And you hear and see different things in church, and you don't never really, you know, go and look them up for yourself. So there's a lot of things that I, like, heard and saw growing up that I thought was the right way because I saw them growing up. But as I became into my own man, it's like I looked up these things and saw, like, no, that's not right, or this is right, you know what I'm saying? Just by spending time with God, spending time in his word and stuff like that. So anybody, like, out there that's dealing with that stuff, is like, just make sure you build a relationship for yourself and, you know, spend time with God for yourself.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little bit about your music, The Show. Tell us about that song.
So For Show is off my first album, Not By Chance. And it's really just talking about, I'm a guy from West Virginia, small town. And for me to be where I'm at is like a miracle, a God-given miracle. And my songs, I like to talk about people reaching their dreams, reaching their goals, and just keeping God first. Because if it wasn't for God and it wasn't for, you know what I'm saying, hard work, I definitely worked hard, but, you know what I'm saying, it's God's favor that allowed me to be here. So I just like to pour that back in. So that's what for sure is about, like, you know what I'm saying? Just going after your dreams, working hard, but keeping God first, you know what I'm saying? Pray harder than you work type thing. So, yeah.
And probably one of your biggest songs, One More Day. Tell us about that one.
Yeah. One More Day. I mean, that's a pretty simple one. Like, One More Day was just, I was in the studio and I'm like, man, I'm thankful for today. Like, you know, everyone has those days where you just wake up and you're like, man, I'm thankful to, you know what I'm saying, just wake up and be here. You know, I lost a lot of friends. I lost, you know what I'm saying, my grandma this year. I lost, you know, people that I looked up to and Kobe Bryant and stuff like that. Like, and it's just a really great thing to just be here and God still using me and stuff like that. So yeah, that's what that One More Day is about. Just being thankful for another day, like being grateful. So.
Cool. So what can we expect from Aaron Cole?
Man, high energy. Need everybody in Toledo going crazy. I know a lot of people like to come to shows and just sit and watch, but not at an Aaron Cole show. I need you sweating before you leave.
Yeah, hopefully then it does cool down a little bit at showtime.
Right, yeah. Even if it cools down, I still need you sweating even so much. You feel me?
All right, awesome. Well, we've been hearing some of your new stuff that you've been working on?
Not anything unreleased. You'll hear everything that's released new. I dropped 6 singles this year, so you'll hear those. And you'll hear some old stuff. But, yeah, no, nothing unreleased yet. Like I said, master never leaves my brother.
We're talking with Aaron Cole. Aaron, how can people find you online?
Everything is I Am Aaron Cole. So Instagram, I Am Aaron Cole. It's IAMAARONCOLE. Same for Twitter. Same for everything. YouTube, Aaron Cole. Facebook, I Am Aaron Cole. So, yeah, everything is I Am Aaron Cole. I'm on there interacting with people, all that. So, give me a follow.
All right. And can catch you in person here at the SFM parking lot. All right, Aaron, we'll see you.
See you. Thank you. Appreciate it.